CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. Web references in the script can be found either on the RSGB website or attached to the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS News for Sunday the 17th of March 2024. Here are the main news headlines. The RSGB's 2024 AGM is coming up. British Science Week is drawing to a close. Changes to examination fees are coming soon. This year's RSGB AGM takes place at 10 a.m. on Saturday the 13th of April and will be held online to ensure as many members as possible can watch and take part. The formal business of the meeting will include the results of members' votes on the resolutions, including the endorsement of three nominated directors. The President will give a video review of 2023, and the Society will announce the recipients of its annual awards and trophies, as well as the winners of its construction competition. At the end of the meeting, there will be a recorded presentation on making amateur radio licensing fit for the future by Ofcom Group Director Spectrum David Willis. This will be followed by a live question and answer on the new license conditions, with four senior RSGB reps answering your questions. President John McCulloch, GI4BWM, Board Chairman Stuart Bryant, G3YSX, General Manager Steve Thomas, M1ACB, and Spectrum Forum Chairman Murray Nyman, G6JYB. You can find out more about the candidates voting and how to ask the board a question on the RSGB AGM webpages. British Science Week is drawing to a close and lots of exciting activities have been going on. Radio amateurs across the country have been encouraging young people to explore and understand our hobby, and there have been some wonderful ways of incorporating the theme of time into amateur radio activities. The RSGB would like to thank all those who've shared the ideas and resources promoting the magic of radio communication with young people. There'll be a report on the June issue of Radcom to showcase the activities that have happened and to inspire people to get involved next year. Perhaps you ran a construction day set up and operated a radio station in a school or achieved a QSO with GB3RS at the RSGB National Radio Centre. Whatever you've been doing, please send us your reports with a separate high-resolution photograph to radcom at rsgb.org.uk by the 21st of April. The RSGB would welcome feedback about what worked well, what you learnt, and how the Society could develop its British Science Week activities next year. Please email the RSGB British Science Week coordinator Ian Neal, M0KEO, at bsw@rsgb.org.uk to share your thoughts. Early in February, the RSGB announced that the fees for foundation, intermediate and full level exams would increase from the 1st of May. You can now use the online booking system to book an exam prior to the 1st of May at the current price or select exam dates after the 1st of May at the new prices. Please ensure you make the correct date selection, as booking errors that need to be changed may incur an administrative fee as outlined in the exam terms and conditions. To book an exam, go to the Student Information section of the RSGB website and choose the option to book and pay for your exam from the right-hand menu. The Radcom contesting column has new editors. The RSGB contest committees will be overseeing the column and have planned a schedule of topics. Some will be written by members of the three contesting committees and some by others who can share their experiences. As well as information about various aspects of contesting, the committees hope that the column will feature a contesting tip of the month, a featured UK contester, as well as a contest of the month. Once each issue is published, the column content will be shared on the RSGB website to provide a useful resource about contesting. You can see a list of the planned topics at rsgb.org under Radcom Contesting. The committees are keen to hear from people who would like to be involved. If you'd like to suggest a missing topic or offer to write something for the column, please email contestclub, all one word, at rsgbcc.org. Details of rallies and events. Kellington Radio and Electronics Rally takes place today the 17th. The rally is being held in the Town Hall, New Road, Callington in Cornwall, PL177BD. Doors open from 10 a.m. £2 to get in, no charge for those under 16. A comprehensive selection of traders, clubs and societies are present, along with a bring and buy stall and the usual catering service. The venue has excellent disabled access toilets and there's ample car parking nearby. More details, including a list of items currently registered for sale at the huge bring and buy stand, are available at Callington Radio Society, all one word, .org.uk. Grantham Amateur Radio Club Radio and Electronics Rally takes place today, the 17th. The venue is Grantham West Community Centre, Trent Road, Grantham in Links. Doors open from 9 till 1:30 and entry for buyers is £3. Those under the age of 16 get in free. Ample car parking is available. For more information, visit garc.org.uk/rally. In Wales, Pencoedan District Amateur Radio Club Rally takes place today, the 17th. The event is being held at Sarn and Brinquill's Social Club, Sarn Bridge End, CF329NY. £2 to get in, but no charge for those under 16. Doors open to the public at 10 and refreshments are available. Disabled access is available via a chair lift. For more information, contact Lewin Jones, 07791 709 691. Dover Amateur Radio Club will take place on Sunday, the 24th of March at St Rudigan's Community Centre. It's the rally, of course. The doors will be open from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. and the entrance fee is £3. Tables £15 each, with a maximum of two tables per vendor. For more information, visit darc.online/rally. The Ripon Rally also takes place on Sunday the 24th of March. Venue will be Great Ouseburn Village Hall, Lightmere Lane, near Great Ouseburn in York, YO269RL. Lots of parking available adjacent to the venue. Traders are welcome from 7 a.m. and tables cost £10 each. Doors open for visitors at 10 and entrance is £3 per person. More details at radars-g4sjm.club. Now for special event stations. HI180RD is on the air to celebrate the 180th anniversary of the Dominican Republic declaring its independence from Haiti in 1844. Listen for activity on all bands and modes until the 30th of April. Around 25 operators from 5 different radio clubs will be part of the event. For details of a certificate that's available, visit qrz.com. Special event call sign EI Echo India 80 Mike Bravo is active until the 31st of May, commemorating the 80th anniversary of the rescue of a 168 German seamen who were rescued from the waters of the Bay of Biscay after the battle between British and naval forces in 1943. The men were carried out by a small Irish coaster called Kellogg, which had the call sign EIMB. The rescue took more than 10 hours, QSL via Club Logs OQRS or Echo India 6 Alpha Lima. DX News, Nobby G0VJG is active as 5H3VJG from Zanzibar Island, AF032 in Tanzania, until the 20th of March. He's operating mainly SSB, some CW and FT8. QSL via M0OXO's OQRS. QSOs will be uploaded to Logbook of the World and Club Log. Gerard, F2JD, is active as HR5-stroke call sign from Copan, Honduras, until the 21st of March. He's operating CWSSB, FT8 and FT4 on the HF bands, QSL via F6AJA, directly or via the Bureau. Contest news, Monday the 18th, the FT4 series contest runs from 1900 to 2030 UTC, FT4 on the 80 to 10 metre bands, where contests are allowed, the exchange is your report. The British Amateur Radio Teledata Group, HF RITI contest, started at 0200 UTC on Saturday the 16th, ends at 0200 UTC on Monday the 18th. Using a RITI on the 80 to 10 metre bands where contests are allowed, the exchange's signal report serial number and time. On Tuesday the 19th, a 1.3 gigs UK activity contest runs from 2000 to 2200 UTC, all modes on the 23 SEMS band, the exchange's signal report serial number and locator. Tuesday the 19th, the IRTS 80 metre evening counties contest runs from 2000 to 2100 UTC using CW and SSB on the 80 metre band, the exchange's signal report serial number and county code. Thursday the 21st, the 70 MHz UK activity contest runs from 2000 to 2230 UTC, all modes on the 4 metre band, the exchange's signal report serial number and locator. Now for the radio propagation report. What a difference a month makes, write the compilers. We've gone from a solar flux index up to almost 200 to one that's down in the 120s. Over the past week, we have only had two M-class solar flares, which means we have had limited coronal mass ejection activity and therefore low KP indices. Last weekend's Commonwealth contest saw UK amateurs making plenty of HF contests, some with Australia, but everyone agreed that HF propagation was a bit lackluster. There's a daily chance of moderate class solar flares from AR3607, the largest sunspot region, but all remaining spots remain mostly small and simple. The solar wind speed has been quite high, with sporadic periods of south-pointing BZ field. This is what pushed the KP index up to 3, but this isn't a big threat to HF. There's a slight chance of in unsettled intervals caused by a weak coronal hole near the south centre of the solar disk, coupled with the fast solar wind. NOAA reports that active region 3590 has been detected on the far side of the sun using helioseismology. This may mean that it will still be active and a threat when it returns in a week or so. This region was the source of the X6 solar flare on the 22nd of February, the largest so far in cycle 25. Next week, commencing the 18th of March, NOAA predicts the solar flux index will remain in the 120 to 130 range, although the US Air Force predicts it could reach 150. Geomagnetic conditions are likely to be mainly settled with a maximum KP index of 2 or 3. So this is a reasonable forecast for HF propagation, which should remain open up to 28 MHz during daylight hours. This is also a good time for north-south paths, such as UK to South Africa and the UK to South America. Now for VHF and up, the continuing theme of unsettled weather will produce further spells of rain and heavy showers, and once again provide some rain scatter options on the gigahertz band. Another thing to mention is that as we move forward the latter part of the month, the intensity of showers becomes greater due to the additional warmth improving the effectiveness of the rain scatter process. It's very hard to find any traditional tropo until we get well into the coming week. It may occur on Thursday the 21st when a high will develop a ridge from Biscay across southern Britain and the near continent. This should provide a chance of tropo for the final few days of the coming week. Unfortunately, this is not a time for the UK activity contest on 1.3 gigs, in time I should say, for the UK activity contest on 1.3 gigs on Tuesday the 19th, but the 70 SEMS UK activity contest on Thursday the 21st may be luckier. The north of Britain may start to see the next low bringing rain over the weekend, so although it has an early exit from any tropo, at least being well north gives Scottish stations a head start for any aurora, which tends to favour the spring months. Meteor scatter remains in the random territory, which I try just before sunset for best results, but with the next major shower being the Lyrids in late April, we have a while to wait for an uptick in activity. Lastly, brief mention of sporadic E. It's popped up with some weak events on the Dorbs plot of PropQuest, but the main season is still a little way off. Perhaps check next month for a heads up on the lower bands like 28 and 50 megs. Of course, digital modes will get a head start, so best to check the clusters and chat rooms for sign of fleeting activity. Some UK stations reported 50 megs trans-equatorial propagation to Africa last week, so check for that. For EME operators, moon declination reaches a maximum on Sunday, but path losses are starting to increase again. 144 meg sky noise is moderate, falling to low on Wednesday. And that's it from the propagation team this week. That's all from me too. Until next week.